If you are looking for regional or national ag news or livestock markets, the weekly Wyoming Livestock Roundup is just what you need. I'm Dennis Sun, publisher of the Wyoming Livestock Roundup. We also have a classified ad section for you to buy, sell, or find ag equipment, livestock, land, or everything you need for the ranch or farm. Please call 1-800-967-1647 to place an ad or receive a free 6-week subscription.
The Cowboys would like to thank another great sponsor of Clear Out West Radio Show, The Cowboy Shop. Get online at www.cowboyshop.com and do a little shopping for anything you need Western. You can also give them a call at area code 307-367-4300. That's The Cowboy Shop. They have everything you need, from clothes to tack to anything Western. Tell Bob and Carolyn that we sent you. And welcome back to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Thank you.
Hey, want to thank our good friend, Mr. Rich O'Brien, has all that great music behind our cow commercials. Get on our website, click on his link, order his music. You need it.
And you deserve it.
You have to have it. He's a fine patriot.
He is a good patriot.
Another fine patriot is Michael Martin Murphy.
Oh, yeah.
Murph's riding along with us this week. This is My Country Under God.
My country under God, my country under God. I stand on land that's sacred ground. I'll not surrender or stand down. My country knows no king or crown. My country under God. My country under God. My country under God. Where slaves were freed and free men tried, where my grandfathers broke the sod, no king shall ever run roughshod o'er my country under God. My country under God. My country under God. Though I be shackled, bound in chain, and though this ground may be bloodstained, it's here I shall always remain, in my country under God. My country under God. My country under God. My life, my liberty, my land are gifts to me from God's own hand. May His commandments always stand in my country under God.
Yeah, what a great song, isn't that? You betcha.
Ooh.
Yeah, well, we are remembering D-Day today. You mentioned 4,000 to 5,000 people who lost their lives.
Casualties, yeah.
Just that day.
In 24 hours, yeah.
The U.S., I believe, had 156,000. The Allied soldiers were 156,000,
yeah, right?
Right. And you mentioned that 4,000 to 5,000 of them on that first day.
In 24 hours, that's what they were down in. Man alive.
Lost their lives.
And the chaos ensued on both sides, right?
Man, oh, yeah.
A little bit on both sides.
Well, and it was pretty interesting. I mean, the planning that went into it was absolutely amazing.
Right.
They even had a phantom army led by Patton.
Yeah.
In a totally different area.
It's different direction. Yeah.
So, yeah, you would think that knowing who Patton was,
mm-hmm.
You know your enemy,
mm-hmm.
You think, okay, well, they'd have General Patton leading this.
They're going to,
definitely leading this offense. So you can see why that type of deception worked.
Yeah. Hold up your left hand and hit him with right.
Yeah, exactly.
Here
right.
I come.
Yeah, here I come.
But they didn't have the communications that we do nowadays, you know.
Oh, man.
And it was hard to get around and to know who your friend or foe was,
man.
Right?
Yeah,
and,
absolutely. Can you imagine, though, looking up at those pillboxes on the beach that had the machine guns and everything firing at you? Man.
Yeah. You want me to go where? And do what?
And you want me to run into it.
Yeah. And they did.
You know, there's a reason why they're called the greatest generation.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
There's a reason why our father, the day after
Pearl Harbor
was bombed, went to the Navy recruiting office and volunteered.
Yeah. Signed me up.
The greatest generation, absolutely no doubt about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, there is no discussion there.
That's right. How about if we do just a little cowpoke poetry
right now?
Well, this is entitled "To Those Who Were Left Behind." Here's to those who were left behind, for those who were asked to stay, those who kept the home fires burning while their soldiers went away. It was you that kept life moving. You kept your family fed. You're the ones that calmed the children as you tucked them into bed. You are the ones who cried at night when you watched the evening news. You felt the pang of loneliness on a path you did not choose. Then yours was the voice of reason when the critics spewed their hate. You held fast and took on the fire. It was you who set them straight. No one can see your wounds and scars. You harbor them deep inside. Refuse to let your anguish show, and you set your fear aside. You had to keep it together when life was falling apart. You couldn't let your partner see how their absence broke your heart. The ghost that haunted you the most was the fear of the unknown. Finding courage took all you had to face this challenge alone. Hours turned to days, days turned to months, and months turned into years. There were times you couldn't go on, but you battled through the tears. Respite and relief from a phone call turned into grief and concern with the news that someone's soldier could not and would not return. So to those who went, those who stayed, and those whose graves don flowers, we honor you by raising our kids to respect this country of ours. In my house, we stand for the flag and place our hands on our chest. We sing the words to our anthem and revere those laid to rest. We teach regard for servicemen, to be courteous and kind. By this we tribute those who served and those who were left behind. Yeah, well, you know, you can't forget them.
No, heavens no.
That's right.
And why would we want
to? Oh, heavens no, yeah.
How about little Dick's pick as well?
Oh, man, yeah. A great patriot in himself.
Yeah. Who's singing?
Don Edwards.
Great. What's he singing?
There's a Star-Spangled Banner.
Very nice.
There's a Star-Spangled Banner waving somewhere in a distant land so many miles away. Only God's great heroes ever get to go there, where I wish that I could also live someday. I'd see Nathan Hale, Washington and Perry, and Ira Hayes and Colin Kelly too. There's a Star-Spangled Banner waving somewhere, waving o'er the land of heroes brave and true. Of destruction of our country fair and our sweet liberty, by the mad dictators, leaders of corruption, can't the U.S. use a country boy like me? God gave me the right to be a free American, and for that precious right I'll gladly die. There's a Star-Spangled Banner waving somewhere, that is where I want to live when I die. Washington and Perry, and Ira Hayes and Colin Kelly too. There's a Star-Spangled Banner waving somewhere, waving o'er the land of heroes brave and
boy, that's a beaut.
Yeah. Oh.
Love that.
Man, and I tell you what, if you wanted to get his ire up, you'd just start cussing the country.
Oh, you betcha. Ours too.
Absolutely. Yep.
We're going to ditch out to a cow commercial right now, and when we come back, you're going to teach us on Farrier's File. Hey, if you need to know what's going on in the equine world, all you have to do is pick up a copy of The Wrangler. The Wrangler has been serving the equine and rodeo industry for over 34 years. Enjoy reading featured stories about people you know. Subscribe today or read online for free by visiting thewrangler.com. And follow The Wrangler on Facebook for up-to-the-minute news of everything in the equine world.